Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So you were kind of grabbed by the same piece I saw on CBS this morning.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have some of the sound if you want to hear a little bit of it. Yeah.
Then we'll grab the doctor.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get the... You want to do that before the...
Why not? Go ahead, Brent. Go ahead, Brock.
Felt like I was genuinely having a heart attack.
Like you're having a heart attack.
Like I was having a heart attack.
That's how 18-year-old Chance Amorata describes the feeling when his medical emergency began about 3 weeks ago.
I would say like my chest felt like it was collapsing and tightening up and I couldn't breathe.
Emergency room doctors told him his right lung had a hole in it and had collapsed.
I just freaked out and they said, your lung has collapsed. You have to go to surgery right now.
His Instagram videos show the tube doctors put in his chest. 2 days later, a surgeon operated to repair the hole.
All right, so we got enough. That was from They Think Vaping.
Right.
Let's introduce our guest.
All right.
Doctor.
Dr. Tony Pizon, the Chief of Medical Toxicology Division at the University of Pittsburgh Department of Emergency Medicine. Doctor, thanks for joining us. There's a lot of mixed reviews about vaping, it seems, but I'm going to presume that you think it's bad.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, right? Right?
Absolutely.
So what is it? Because we've gotten reports, 8 kids in the Midwest have been in the hospital. Some have been put into medically induced comas. Others are in the ICU. They can't kind of pinpoint what the one thing is that they've all done. If there's one particular kind of vaping mechanism that they've used, what do you see? What do you say?
Exactly. I mean, unfortunately, there is no clear link. I suspect there's some chemical in some products that particularly potent to some people who are sensitive and causing significant lung injury.
Oh.
And hopefully someday we'll identify that more carefully.
Hey, doctor, have you been able to connect the dots on paper yet between the damage done by vaping and these kids going to hospitals, or is it anecdotal at this point?
You know, it's really anecdotal. However, there's no other etiology to explain their symptoms. There's nothing infectious. It's not traditional pneumonia. And their x-rays and their imaging look more consistent with a chemical inhalational injury, which is a little bit unusual. And that's why we think there's a strong link with vaping. And they all vape. All those who have had this issue are using the vaping devices.
I'm not trying to nitpick, but some are saying that it might be that they're vaping THC, though.
It could be. There has been nicotine-containing products as well that have been associated with this, but it does seem to be that there's a higher predominance of those who are using the marijuana-associated products, for sure.
You know what this reminds me of, Doctor, a little bit? It reminds me of, and this had to be 10, I don't know, maybe even 15 years ago, when the bath salts were,
yep.
We were talking, right? Am I wrong in that, or is it sort of similar in the damage and it's profound?
Well, yeah, I mean, we always get outbreaks of something, you know, and hopefully this goes away. But, we see, I mean, that's the great fun, I guess, if you can call it fun, of being a toxicologist. And there's always something new coming out where we're discovering actually has pretty harmful effects.
Right. And then Marty said something. You said you would prefer.
Yeah, I mean,
if your
8 days a week, Doc. I'm saying if I know that my son's smoking and he quits to vape, I'm saying congratulations. Is that a bad thing to say?
No, you said, but you'd prefer to find out that he was vaping and not smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, because I've seen so many people die from the cancer from the cigarettes. Am I making a leap here that's incorrect, sir?
No, I actually don't think you are. I mean, we just don't know much about vaping. We just haven't had the longevity that we've had with cigarettes. Certainly, cigarettes are very bad, but we just don't know enough about the vaping to say if it's as bad as cigarette smoking.
All right. What kind of damage have you seen or have you read about or have seen screens of or x-rays of?
Yeah, they basically have a chemical pneumonitis or a chemical lung injury, much like you would if you were inhaling smoke or some kind of harmful chemical.
Wow. Is it painful, doctor? Are they always hospitalized? Can you treat it there? Or how do you treat it, sir?
Well, it's really what we call supportive. There's no known antidote or treatment. Basically, we just support the person's breathing until they get better on their own. Sometimes, like you said, Wendy. It's, you know, we may put them on a breathing machine in a coma. Mm. We may treat them like an asthmatic and give them steroids. So usually we just kind of support their breathing until their body heals themselves.
You know what's particularly frightening about this? We're talking to Dr. Tony Pizon, by the way. He's a medical toxicologist, the chief of that division. And with what I think is really frightening, particularly as a mom of sons. Well, anybody will do this, but with five kids, they're at this cusp of this new wave. Like, remember when smoking, everybody smoked in the movies and it was smoked on airplanes. I remember going to college and people were still smoking on airplanes. And it's like, I don't want to see our kids. They're going to be the ones who are part of this new trend. And we have no idea how damaging it is.
This is definitely a new trend. Even my son, who's in high school, tells me all the time about vaping that happens in and out around school. So it's definitely becoming a new trend for sure, Wendy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, doctor, though, for adults that are three-pack-a-day smokers, isn't this a better alternative than being a three-pack-a-day smoker?
Marty, I wish I could say yes. I just don't know. I just don't think we have the longevity that we know with vaping products like we do cigarettes. Certainly, there's lots of carcinogens in cigarette smoking, and it's presumed safer, but then we get outbreaks like this. Man, Marty, it's just so hard to say.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and basically what Dr. Pizon is telling us is that this is so new and the research is so limited that, I mean, what can we tell our kids? What do you tell your child?
That's actually a great question. Do we sit our kids down, doctor, and say
this is... I have, and it hasn't worked, sadly.
Absolutely.
They don't listen
to us. I mean, sometimes just scaring them into not using these things, whatever it takes in terms of discouraging them from using it, it certainly is hard and maybe not realistic. But I agree, Wendy. I think sitting down with them and discouraging them from using these things, because once they're on it, it's nearly impossible to get them off.
Well, you've been wonderful, and we do appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much, Dr. Tony Pizon. We appreciate your voice.
Fantastic,
Thank
doctor.
You guys.
Take
Thank
good
you.
Care.
You too.
Take it.
That's great info. I didn't know that. I will talk to my kids.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.